One of the most important lessons in marriage is also one of the easiest to forget. Your spouse is not you. Your spouse may not process emotion the way you do. Your spouse may not communicate stress the way you do. Your spouse may not experience affection, conflict, money, sexuality, family, parenting, rest, or spiritual life the way you do. At first, these differences may seem charming. During dating, one spouse's spontaneity may feel exciting. Later, it may feel irresponsible. One spouse's careful planning may feel mature. Later, it may feel controlling. One spouse's quietness may feel peaceful. Later, it may feel emotionally distant. One spouse's directness may feel refreshing. Later, it may feel harsh. Marriage brings difference close. And when difference becomes inconvenient, spouses often try to convert each other. A husband may think, if my wife were more like me, we would be fine. A wife may think, if my husband felt things the way I feel them, he would finally understand. But Christian marriage is not the project of making your spouse into another version of you. It is the covenant calling to love the person God has actually placed before you. That means learning. Learning your spouse's body, learning your spouse's history, learning your spouse's fears, learning your spouse's family patterns, learning your spouse's communication style, learning your spouse's spiritual rhythms. Learning what helps your spouse feel safe, honored, desired, respected, and loved. From an organic human perspective, your spouse is an embodied soul. That means your spouse's reactions are not floating in the air. They are connected to the whole person. Sleep, health, past wounds, family background, hormones, stress, faith, habits, memories, sexuality, work pressure, and spiritual formation. A short answer may not mean your spouse does not care. It may mean exhaustion. A strong reaction may not mean your spouse is trying to attack you. It may mean an old wound has been touched. A need for closeness may not mean neediness. It may mean the spouse is seeking reassurance. A need for space may not mean rejection. It may mean the spouse needs time to regulate. Marriage growth does not mean excusing sin. Harsh words, withdrawal, control, dishonesty, and selfishness still need repentance. But growth does mean becoming slower to assume. Instead of saying, "Why can't you be like me?" ask, "Help me understand how you experience this." Instead of saying, "You always overreact," ask, "What did that feel like to you?" Instead of saying, "That makes no sense," ask, "What am I missing?" Your spouse is not you. That is not a flaw in the marriage. It is one of the places where love becomes mature.